Thank you, Prem. Thank you, Sai Prakash. And dear listeners, welcome back. Continuing our Thursday live program straight from the studios of Radio Sai. And today is August 28th, 2014. And it is just one more day to go for the glorious celebration of Ganesh Chaturthi, which will begin tomorrow, but culminate in Prashanthi Nilayam on Sunday, August 31st, 2014. But in other places, in many other places in India and elsewhere, the celebration goes on for 10 days. But I would say that even though the celebration is perhaps shorter in Prashanthi Nilayam, but the color and creativity, the vibrancy and joy that this divine hamlet witnesses on this Ganesh Chaturthi celebration, especially on the immersion day, is something that is unmatched. Because what you see is amazing flights of devotional imagination and what creativity, what sublimity, what heights of talent offered at the lotus feet of the Lord. A spectacle of joy, a spectacle of devotion, a spectacle of creativity, a spectacle of humility. So that is what is Ganesh Chaturthi in Prashanthi Nilayam, especially on the immersion day. But as you are listening to this entire day of Thursday Live today, you know today is special for us because we are commemorating Bhagwan's visit to the studio, which happened on August 29, that is exactly tomorrow, 12 years ago. Bhagwan so lovingly gave us this hallowed place. He gave us this beautiful home. Yes, for all of us who work in the studio, this Radio Sai studio is virtually our home. That is the reason why we do not have strict timings on our working hours. Because everybody here loves what they do. We do not want to have any limits. Do we have time limits on when you go to your house and when you leave your house? We love to be in our homes and we love to be, that is why, in Radio Sai. We do not have any limits on the working hours, we do not have any limits on our creativity, we do not have any limits on what any member can do, we do not have any limits on what we can do for Bhagwan in dissemination of His message. And by His grace, purely by His grace, we indeed have come a long way since 2002. Interestingly, on Ganesh Chaturthi Day, in the year 2003, we published our first issue of Heart to Heart, our e-journal, which started as a fortnightly journal, and then in 2005 Jan it became a monthly journal, and it continued like that for 4 years until the middle of 2009, when we merged the e-journal completely with the Radio Sai website, and it became a dynamic journal. Every day we had some new article. And I remember in those years when it was published as a monthly journal, we used to print the entire issue. Even though it was an e-journal, we made a special issue, print issue for Bhagwan, and we always sent it to the residents. And Swami always saw the article. Swami, in fact, there were times when he would take the Heart to Heart issue and to his bedroom, and he would keep it and he would see it again and again, especially when we did the cover story on Mother Ishwarama, when we did the story on Sai Geeta. You know, those were the issues when Swami just had this heart-to-heart issues next to his bed because he wanted to see them again and again. He has blessed us. He has touched us. He has transformed us. And He is indeed with us every moment of our lives. Every day we step into Radio Sai and we know it is He who is working. And to make this day when Bhagwan visited the studio so special, all throughout the day you have been listening to all the segments of Thursday Live, but every segment is with a difference. And now in this last segment of Thursday Live, outside, inside, deep inside, I was thinking, what is it that I can do? What sort of a discussion that I can have which no one perhaps has done, or perhaps something that we have not done recently, at least in the Radio Sai studios, and something which all the listeners will enjoy, something which never have been done, and something which will literally virtually add joy to our lives, something which cannot but make us smile, something that when we hear we cannot but help burst out laughing with the Lord. We should be lost in laughter, holding our hands with the Lord. And that is how came this idea of doing something on Sai Humor. And let me tell you this, it has been a fantastic experience trying to put together this program. And when this idea came, thanks to Bhagwan's grace, so many things fell in place. And yesterday, last night, we recorded a discussion with three former students of Swami's University, and I thought it would be an hour-long discussion. But once we started, and each one was on a roll, and it went on and on, and you know, when we stopped after 2.5 hours, and still we were not done yet. We stopped only because we've been talking for like 160 minutes and non-stop, and we were physically tired. But there is so much in this ocean of Sai humor, because living with Swami is fun. Living with Swami is joy. Living with Swami is bliss. And we realized yesterday that we have not even scratched the surface. I mean, it is no surprise. So, what I'm going to do today is play for you the first part of this discussion on Sai humor in this last segment of Thursday Live, this very, very special Thursday.
Tune into Sai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai.
So welcome to Outside Inside Deep Inside. I'm Team Radio Sai's Bishu, and as I told you, it's time for the satsang on Sai humor, the first half of this perhaps never before done presentation. So here it is. Saram, dear listeners, and welcome you all to this special satsang on Sai humor. Who will not agree that humor is what adds so much color, candor, character to our personalities, to our lives, to our existence? Variety, they say, is spice of life, but I feel that if in that variety there is no humor, if there is no laughter, it's going to be dry and bland, it's not going to be exciting. And more than that, a sense of humor is in fact a much needed armor. Joy in one's heart and laughter in one's lip is a sign that the person has got a good grasp of life. The mark of a spiritual person, Swami says, is his smile, his bliss, his anandam. A spiritual man is always celebrating, because it is impossible for one to be angry and laugh at the same time. Anger and laughter are mutually exclusive. And if you observe carefully, people who stop laughing are the ones who always get hurt. Isn't it so? Besides, laughter is such a powerful tool. You don't need to spend huge amounts of money and go on a holiday for recreation. Laughter, as someone said, is an instant vacation. Yes, laughter is an instant vacation. If there is no laughter, if there are no smiles, then God has gone somewhere else. He's not in that place. If there is no joy, if there is no freedom, it is not a church, it is not a temple, it is simply a crowd of melancholy people basking in religious neurosis, as someone said. If there is no celebration, there is no real worship, there is no real devotion. there is no happiness, what is the point of that worship? What is the point of that devotion? And this is even more relevant, I should say, for Sai centers and Sai samitis, because all these places should be centers which will propel the blossoming of our soul, and the soul can never blossom and bloom and unfold where there is sorrow. Smile is to the soul what flower is to nature. And that's what makes them beautiful. That's what helps them to be at their best. And perhaps it is for this reason that Swami always says to the boys, to the devotees, hey, don't have a castrol face. As if, you know, you have lost everything, your four sons have died, your wife has deserted you, and someone has stole all the money, there is no food to eat. I mean, life is not all that bad. It's okay, you can smile. And that is why Bhagavan always says, ABC of life is always be careful, always be cheerful. And there is another important reason for this. Life is so uncertain. You do not know when your time will be up. You do not know when the divine photographer from the above will instantly say cheers and click and snap you. So Swami says you should be smiling. You should ensure that a lovely picture of yours is taken at that opportune moment, at that most important moment of your life. Since you do not know when is that moment and how it is going to come and when it is going to come, you always have to be ready for the divine photographer and always have a cheerful countenance. And if we look at Swami, that is what he is. That is what his earthly sojourn was full of. There was not a boring moment with Bhagwan. Living with Swami is truly fun. You ask those who have seen Bhagwan at close quarters. In fact, that is what endeared him to so many youngsters year after year. If they fell in love with him head over heels, it was because living with him is fun. And dear listeners, today in the studios, I have with me three very senior former students of Bhagwan's University who have experienced this fun aspect of Swami, who have enjoyed this lighter side of Bhagwan, who relish those precious moments of bursting out laughing with the Lord. And today, we hope to capture some of those divinely hilarious tales and anecdotes. So, I have with me the ever ebullient Sai Surendranath sir and the broadly smiling Sai Ram sir, both of them from the Sri Satya Sai Higher Secondary School, and Brother Raghunath Sharma, in whom the spirit of humor is so much embedded that you cannot spend 5 minutes with him ever and not laugh. I mean, his presence itself unconsciously makes you smile. And people who know him will vouch for what I am saying. So welcome you all to this special satsang, and I hope we create miles and miles of smiles today. So welcome you brothers and sirs to this special program on Sai Humor.
Thank you, Sai Ram.
Thank you, sir.
So before we begin, I have an idea. Can we begin listening to the source of all joy, the source of all humor, our beloved Swami? Swami narrating a lovely episode between a sannyasi and a housewife.
That's a great idea. Let's start with that.
Okay, come on.
Oka somberi sannyasi oka gramaniki vellaadata.
One sannyasi who was an idler, he went to a village.
పొట్టలో చాలా కాలుతూ ఉంటుండాలి, ఆకలి అవుతుండాలి. ఏదో ఒక చక్కని ఇల్లు, శ్రీ వైష్ణవుల ఇల్లు, ఇంటికి ముందుగానే మూడు మూడు నామాలు పెట్టి పెట్టినారు. దీన్ని గురించారు, ఇదెవరో చాలా భక్తులుగా ఉంటున్నారు, ఈ నామముల ఇంటికి వెళ్దాము, మనకు నామం ఏమాత్రము పెట్టరు అని విశ్వసించి ఆ నామాల ఇంటికి వెళ్లాడు.
This sannyasi was very hungry. He was in need of food. He found a house where he thought it was a Sri Vaishnava's house, a great devotee, because there were the three namas outside. He thought that if we enter this house, he is not going to deceive me. He expected food and he entered the house.
Bhavati bichandehi annadu.
He said, I have come for alms.
Aa lopal nunchi oka illalu vachindi. Nayana, మీరెవరో సన్యాసిగా ఉంటుంటున్నారు, ఇదిగో ప్రక్కనే కావేరి నది పారుతుంటుండాలి, ఆ కావేరి నదికి వెళ్లి స్నానం చేసుకుని రండి, ఆకు వేసి అన్ని వడ్డించేసి పెట్టుతాను, ఊరికే జోన్లో మాత్రం ఇంత బిచ్చం వేస్తే నాకు తృప్తి ఉండదు, కనుక నీవు స్నానం చేసి రండి నాయన అని మంచి మాటలతో చెప్పింది.
When the Hazif came out and on hearing this, She thought that he was a good sannyasi and she told him, yes, I shall certainly serve you food. What is the point in giving you some food in your own hand? You better go to the river. Kaveri is very close. Have a bath and come back. I shall have food served for you in the leaf ready for you.
ఈ సోంబేరి పోతూ గోవిందేతి సదా స్నానం అన్నాడు. నాకు గోవిందనామే స్నానము, దాంట్లో స్నానం చేయమక్కర్లేదమ్మా, నాకు త్వరగా పెట్టండి అన్నాడు.
దిస్ ఐడ్లర్ హీ సెడ్ గోవిందేతి సదా స్నానం, అటరెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ది వర్డ్ గోవింద ఈజ్ యాజ్ గుడ్ యాజ్ మై హ్యావింగ్ టేకెన్ ఎ బాత్. ఐఎమ్ రెడీ అండ్ లెట్ మీ హ్యావ్ మై ఫుడ్.
ఆమె మాత్రం తక్కువైనటువంటిది కాదు, ఓహో ఇది ఎవరో సోంబేరిగా ఉంటున్నాడు, రామనామామృతం సదా భోజనం వెళ్ళిరాపు అని ఇంకట.
She was also up to him. She was quite clever. She said, Ramanamamrutam sada bhojanam. You have had your food. You can go now.
ee reetiga manam padalu upayoga pedite manaku tirigi reaction tappaga vastundi kanuka manamu ikkada nerchukunnatvanti padamulanta kudanu practical lo petti meeru kudanu tarinchi itharulu kudanu aadarshaprayaluga meeru jeevisthaarani kudanu nenu aashistu aashirvadistu na prasangani viramistunna.
If we simply use the words and the quotations like that idler, surely we will get back reaction to us. I do hope very much that you will not simply use words like that, but you will put these things into practice. I bless you that you will be able to do this, and I will bring my discourse to a close.
So Swami ends that discourse perhaps in the 70s on a funny but a very profound note, isn't it, Raghu sir?
Correct, correct. The message Swami drives home through humor is really, really fantastic.
Amazing.
And because of that, it stays with you.
Absolutely.
That's another aspect of humor of Swami.
Yes, yes. In fact, as I was listening to this, you know, how it is so amateurish and so foolish when sometimes, you know, you try to use the spiritual concepts, spiritual ideas without proper understanding them, without actually practicing them. And I remember Ravi Kumar sir, who is the warden of the Vrindavan campus, him narrating me one instance which he was a party to. This happened again in the 70s. That time the university was not there and they were studying in the Bangalore, in the city, in the college. So one day they were standing for Bhagwan's darshan and he was very new. So he didn't know whether, you know, they can go and stand inside the old bungalow for Bhagwan's darshan. So there are 4 or 5 of them who were standing there. So when Bhagwan came down the staircase, Swami looked at one boy and said, who are you? So he thought, you know, he got a little scared. Maybe we are not supposed to be there. No, we are there. And so that boy immediately, he said, Swami, I am the student of your college. You know, I said, okay, fine. Swami again asked the next boy, who are you? So that boy said, okay, so that didn't work. So he said, Swami, I am from this state. I am from Madhya Pradesh and I have come here to study whatever. I said, okay. Then Swami came to Ravi Kumar sir and who are you? So Ravi Kumar sir thought, you know, let me not give such flimsy and, you know, mundane answers. So he said, Swami, I am your child, Swami. So Swami just patted him. Okay, good, good. Then came the fourth boy. Who are you? So since this boy had noticed that, you know, Swami didn't seem to be completely satisfied with all the answers that had come, you know, Swami, there was still Swami is looking for something. So, and he remembered that the previous day Bhagwan had given a discourse where Bhagwan had mentioned the concept of soham. Right. You know, I am that. That, you know, ultimately you have got to realize that you and the ultimate is one. You are not different from the source and etc. etc. So that clicked and he said, Swami, who are you? He said, Swami, soham. I and you are one.
He thought he did justice.
He thought he did justice. And Swami said, Auna, is it? Swami smiled and then Swami said, oh, Aite, you go and give darshan. If you and I are one, then I will stand here. You go and give darshan.
I think Swami's ways of, bringing the best in you.
Yes.
Though you want to reach that, but yes, you don't know the path to reach that.
Yes.
But, you know, Swami makes you realize.
But after that, Swami told him, Swami said, see, if you really believed, after that, Swami explained to him, if you had told this not from your lips, but from the depths of your heart, if you really believed that you are Swami, and if you had gone and given darshan, people would not have seen you, they would have seen me.
Me. Yes. Oh, beautiful.
That's what Swami said. That's a profound statement.
Yes.
As Raghu said, I mean, no moment with Bhagwan, even if it is the lighter side of Swami, it is always to give a very, very profound and it's a heavy message, yeah, exactly. But quoted.
Sugar coating.
Sugar coating, so that you know it goes into our head.
And many times if you notice, Swami always expects an answer also according to the age of the person.
Exactly.
Because many times when Swami asks somebody, where do you come from?
Hmm.
Then a small boy answers from you,
yes.
Swami always likes it.
Yes.
But if an MBA student or a college student
says,
from you, Swami, undu, adanta undu.
Enough of all that.
Enough of
your philosophy.
Yes.
You tell me from where you are coming from.
Yeah, very really. Right. Swami would love it when the primary school kids say it.
Because their mind, their heart, they're pure.
Yes.
So, in that context, there is one more incident when you are talking
anything
about
what
kids.
Naturally happens, Swami likes.
Yeah,
it.
Swami yes. likes. In the same context, you know, Swami always talks to the kids on Sundays, everyday Sunday. And one such day, Swami finished regular rounds and came back to the tiny tots here. And then Swami usually pulls up. So Swami always makes a joke. At the same time, hi-fi philosophy also is there. Maybe the boy will not understand, but it is meant for the people surrounding.
Yes.
But they become an instrument. So one such day, Swami pulled out one boy and said, how many brothers you have? He said, Swami, I have 2 brothers. Then Swami said, hey, see, so many boys are seated here. What about them? He didn't know what to answer. He's a tiny, small boy.
Correct.
Then Swami taught him, all are your brothers. Yes, Swami. All are my brothers.
See what you must have spread his hands.
Yeah. All are your brothers. So he said, yes, Swami, all are my brothers. Then immediately Swami got the hint and play with that innocence. Swami extended one more question.
Okay.
How many sisters you have? This guy, he thought the same answer I should give. So he said, Swami, all are my sisters, Swami. Swami said, very good, very good. You learn the lesson. And then he is our little Krishna Swami. He went one more step and he said, how many wives you have? Swami, all are my wives, Swami. Everybody laughed. But the best part is, Swami accepted that answer. Do you know why? Swami told, you see that small kid, he's so innocent.
I think he doesn't know what he's
saying. He doesn't know what he's saying.
He might not have laughed.
We are laughing. He never laughed, but he answered the question.
Yes.
So he gave that equanimity. You know, even in his action also, he never showed any difference.
Yes.
So Swami always said, that is the pure mind. That is the undisturbed, pure love, pure mind.
And without any filters, he just took whatever Swami.
Yes, beautiful. And he accepted and he applied. Samattam yoga muchate. That's all it is. There is no question. This is what Swami expects all of us, irrespective of our age, caliber, potential, capacity, our name, fame. That is how we are supposed to be.
Yes.
But
I think
the question of inquiry, when it comes, we feel that we are always a little higher side. But that is the innocent. That is why Swami loves this innocence of this kid.
And you know, such innocence never fails to fascinate the Lord. Never fails to bring a smile on His face.
Yes. I very clearly remember this incident because I was a student that time, and the boy whom Sai sir was narrating was in his first standard. His name is Sai Ratnakar Sharma.
Okay.
So
you remember the boy's name.
Very clearly remember what he was saying. And then Swami was so happy, and Swami asked, Swami said, this boy, very pure heart. And then Swami asked him, what do you want? Then very innocently he said, chain.
Oh.
And immediately Swami created a chain and wore it for
a college boy would not have told. You have told Swami, I want you and this.
Yes.
There's no inhibition basically.
No inhibition.
Yes.
He's like my mother is asking, what do you want? You want a chain? He just tell you want a chain.
So that is a present for that innocent. Instantaneously Swami
Amazing.
Has blessed that innocence. It's very difficult to be in that level. But for kids, it is but natural.
But natural, yeah. I think if you have that childlike innocence, I think we have seen that with Bhagwan, right?
Yes,
whenever...
Yes.
Swami has spent time with the primary school kids, it's always been a sight to watch. It's only because of this play of pure love.
Yes.
Play of pure emotion. Play of pure innocence.
Prushti, the same thing if you also look into that. Swami also practiced that, you know.
Hmm.
See, we all love Swami. We all surround Swami. Do you know why? Because Swami also behaves with the same innocence.
He
knows everything. Past, present and future he knows. Correct. But in front of you, what is your name?
Yes.
Where are you come from?
Absolutely.
What do you want? We also answer. We also reciprocate for such questions.
Yes.
Which means, you know, Swami is full of same innocence. That is why wherever that innocence is there, pure feeling is there, pure love is there. That is what is chamatkar. It attracts.
Attracts.
That is why when you see a kid, you feel like holding him, hugging him and all that.
Yes.
The same feeling you get when you see Lord also.
Absolutely.
Correct, no? Okay. You see Swami, you feel like touching him, you feel like talking to him, but you never ever question or doubt why this gentleman is asking. He's God. He knows my past and present. Why? The moment that kind of inquiry comes, then you are lost.
Wow. No, that's a very beautiful thing that you brought out. You know, that innocence, because innocence. We saw that innocence.
Innocent.
That pure...
That is the attraction of Swami.
Yes. In fact, we have seen that it's been very evident, especially, you know, when you have seen Bhagwan with a new gadget, for example. You know, you would see the gadget in all its angles and you would love the explanations being given for it, you know, as if it's something...
In Kodaikanal, we were all sitting around Swami. There was the just initial days in 1992. And Swami was giving away small cameras.
Uh-huh.
Like, Swami just took it out.
So not the digital cameras.
Hot shot.
Disposable ones.
Exactly.
You just click and then later you can dispose.
That kind of cameras. And Swami was showing it with so much excitement. And that time, Radhakrishna sir, right, he came and he was telling Swami, Swami, in this camera, there is a small secret enclosure in which you can keep change if you want. And he was about to open and show. Immediately, Swami said, Nen chupistan. I will show. You don't show. Swami grabbed it from his hand. And then opened it. And Swami repeated, Tinto change petko chu. You can keep changing this. There's a secret chamber in this camera.
Oh my God.
I mean, it was...
That shows is that same, you know, that innocent. That is why we enjoy living with him.
Absolutely.
Every moment we enjoy living with him.
Wow. In fact, I'm reminded of another very beautiful incident with brother Satyajit. One day after the discourse, he went to the interview room and his pocket was sort of bulging out. So Swami asked, what is there in it? So actually a teacher had given him a transistor to record Bhagwan's discourse. So he pulled it out and Swami said, what is this? So he showed Swami, this is a Sony Walkman, and he started showing what this will do. Uh-huh. Swami, you can record. Swami, what else it can do? Swami, you can play. What else it can do? Swami, you can rewind. You can fast forward. Oh, all that you can do. All that. Swami went on. He went on explaining to him. And then Swami said, why did you bring from that teacher? And no, Swami, he gave, no. I told him, why? If you need anything, you should ask me. Swami said, if ever you need anything, you ask me. And then the next moment, Swami waved his hand and he produced the same brand, same Walkman.
Oh my God.
One more.
And he is inquiring what Walkman can do.
Yeah.
How it can function. And he can same equally he can manufacture also.
I mean, that is...
that is why living with God is a challenge.
Challenge.
Mm. It's a real challenge.
And an amazing education.
Amazing. Every second is
In fact, now talking about this, how Bhagwan... And you always saw the Lord so enamored and so drawn to innocence. And I think anything done in that innocence was always forgiven also. And very lovingly corrected by Bhagwan. Ravi Kumar sir was mentioning that as a kid, you know, as a Balvika's child, when he used to sing bhajans, there was a line in a bhajan which said, Baba Tita Bhagya Vidhata.
Hmm.
So he used to always sing it as Baba Gita
Bhagya Vidhata.
Because he was thinking, you know, there was Sai Gita, Swami's elephant. So he thought Baba Gita means it's referring to Swami's Gita. Baba Sai Gita. So in that connection...
Baba's song.
song. So he used to always sing it as Baba Gita Bhagya Vidhata. Swami one day asked, what are you singing? So Swami, Baba Gita. What is Baba Gita? It is Bhava Tita. That is the line, Bhava Tita Bhagya Vidhata. But, you know, for Swami it was another opportunity to very lovingly correct him.
In fact, you know, whenever you did something with that sincerity of, you know, in, as a Balivika's kid, why do you sing? You sing only because you want to get closer to Bhagwan. And I think anything that is done with that sense of sincerity, with that sense of innocence, always fascinates Bhagwan. And he's willing to correct you, grace you, applaud you.
Yeah.
Even, in fact, there's another instance which Brother Deepak Anand was narrating. You know, when Bhagwan started speaking to him, many times Swami would speak to him in Telugu and he would not know the language. And he used to feel very deficient about it. And he used to feel, no, you know, because he came from North India and he didn't know the language. And sometimes when Swami would speak, you know, he would need help of someone else. And it was not a very comforting feeling, you know. You want to understand what Swami is telling to you directly. So he started learning. He made a point, I will learn Telugu.
Okay.
So come what may, I will answer to Bhagwan in Telugu only. Mm-hmm. So he started picking a few words. So after that, one day Swami came and Swami started speaking to him. And since he had made this determination that I will speak only in Telugu, I will not reply in English. So when Swami told something, he didn't understand what Swami was telling. But he told, Swami, Telugu ledu. Only word he had learned was ledu by that time. He told Swami, Telugu ledu.
No Telugu. It means no Telugu.
Which means Swami, no Telugu. So Swami burst out laughing. Right? It's not, you are telling to Swami, Swami, there is no Telugu.
No Telugu.
Telugu ledu. What he wanted to tell Swami to say, what he want to say is Telugu raadu.
Raadu.
Don't tell that there is no Telugu. Tell you don't know Telugu. But Swami was so, you know, even though he was not a small kid, but at the same time, because of that sincerity to learn Telugu was such an earnest thing in his heart. That
Swami always encourages that.
In fact, it went to an extent where after that he learned the language so well that he learned.
Now he speaks very good Telugu.
He speaks very good Telugu, and he wrote also. One day he wrote a letter to Bhagwan in Telugu, and that day after Bhagwan read the letter in the interview room, he just came out of the interview room with full joy, as if, you know, a mother cow has come to greet his calf, which is not there for so many days. You have written in Telugu. You have written in Telugu. It was, for Swami, it was like the most amazing thing ever happened.
Correct.
And then Swami, you know, Deepakanand says, I think even if you would have got Nobel Prize, I would have never got
that kind of satisfaction and happiness.
That happiness.
Absolutely.
So amazing.
Same when you text, I remember one more incident. It was during summer course. And every session, what food to be given, what sweet to be given, all that Swami was deciding. So I was part of the group of boys who were working in kitchen. So every evening we used to go, wait for Swami, and then we had to tell him what is the tiffin we had to take and all that. So some teachers also had accompanied us. And Swami came down and asked the teacher in charge one day, what is the tiffin for evening? Then he also was not very familiar with Telugu language. He said, Swami, Puta Petulu.
Puta Petulu.
You must have seen Swami that day, how he was laughing. He called some people around. Veelu tiffin ku Puta Petulu anta istunnaranta.
What is the meaning, Raghu sir?
No, Swami asked him again. Malla cheppu inkoka dori cheppu Swami Puta Petulu. Adi kaadu ra.
No, the way. Putrekulu. The way when Swami is telling, no, cheppu, he would have thought that he is speaking very good Telugu. And Swami will encourage him and finally beg
that. That putrekulu, that is some paper kind of sweet
dog. Putrekulu is the actual word.
Putrekulu is actual word.
He
didn't
said,
know how to put it. It's a Puta Betulu.
The way Swami enjoyed that.
It means no.
Puta Petulu is all ghost and
Puta Betulu.
Yes.
Serving ghosts. So,
Swami was so happy and then telling Kodak, that how he was.
Kodakinal once, Swami was inquiring each student, have you picked up little Telugu? You have stayed in Puttaparthi for such a long time. So there was one of my colleagues, he is from USA, Canada, I guess, Tat Warren. Mm-hmm. So he said, Swami, I have learned one sentence in Telugu.
Wow.
So tell that, let me see. Then that boy said, Swami, neeku buddhi ledu.
Oh my God.
Swami, and then Swami.
Oh my God.
It means you do not have brains.
He's telling Swami.
Adikadra, correct. Naku buddhi ledu anchepu. Sorry, character.
That is not the correct sentence.
I don't have brains. I don't have brains.
See, that's the beauty. Any other person in that place would have felt hurt. But you know, Swami made it light and taught him the best way of telling yes. Neeku buddhi ledra, naaku buddhi ledu telledra. So you would have repeated exactly, also exactly. Without understanding the meaning of it. Maybe that's after that you would have got clarification that really he never had brains.
Yes.
That's amazing.
You see the patience, huh? Yeah. That is the love. Love part of Swami. If you are me in that place, naaku buddhi leda, neeku buddhi leda, like that. But Swami made him himself commit.
I mean, that reminds me of one anecdote which Swami himself used to narrate about Tyagaraja Kirtanas. The way sometimes... You distort the meaning of a kirtana when you don't understand the meaning. In fact, can we listen to Bhagwan's this anecdote?
Definitely.
I think we will relish it after we heard and then we discuss.
Okay. Yes.
Tyagaraju Telugu lo paata paadadu. Tyagaraju sang songs in Telugu. Kani bhavamulu Telugu varu baaga telustu. Telugu people know the feeling of raga taalamulanta kudanu Tamil vaallaku baaga telustu. Tamilians know raga and tala more appropriately. Artham telusukuneetundi varu Telugu varu. People who can understand the song
raga talamuto paadeetundi varu Tamil varu.
Tamilians sing with the, on the basis of raga
talamu Telugu variki ekkuva teliyadu.
Telugu people do not know raga and tala.
Tamil yokka arthamu Tamil vaalaku teliyadu.
Tamilians do not know the meaning of the words.
Ee iddari yokka cherika lopala ee keertanalu yokka సారము పూర్తి నిస్సారంగా మారిపోతుంది.
ఇన్ దిస్ ప్రాసెస్ ది వెరీ ఎసెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ది సాంగ్ ఈజ్ లాస్ట్.
ఒకనొక సమయం లోపల త్యాగరాజు పాడాడు.
వన్స్ అపాన్ ఎ టైమ్ త్యాగరాజ సాంగ్ దస్ నీకు గడకుంటే నీకేమి రామ నీకు గడకుంటే నీకేమి రామ కొదువేమి రామ నీతో గడకుంటే నీకేమి కొదువ
నీ పొగడకుంటే నీకేమి రామ కొదువ అని పాడాడు.
ఇఫ్ ఐ డు నాట్ ఎక్స్టాల్ యూ అండ్ ప్రేజ్ యూ వాట్ ఇస్ ఇట్ దట్ యు లూజ్ ఓ రామ.
ఈ తెగిన తమిళ వాళ్లకు కకారము గకారము తకారము పకారము బకారము పకారము అంతా ఒక్కటే.
అది కేవలం అకార బకార కకార గకార చకార జకార టకార దకార
గొప్ప పండితుడైనటువంటి వాడు ఈ పాటనే పాడుతూ నేప కోడేమి కొడువ నే పకోడా వింటే నీకేం కొడువ అని పాడాడు. పొగడా పకోడా ఎంత వ్యత్యాసం వచ్చింది చెప్పండి.
ఇఫ్ ఐ ఈ పకోడా వాట్ ఈస్ ఇట్ దట్ యు లూజ్ ఓ రామ. విత్ పకోడా అండ్ పొగడా అన్ అకౌంట్ ఆఫ్ మిస్టేక్
కనుకనే భావము అనేటువంటిది పదములు ఎందు అత్యవసరం.
దేర్ఫోర్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్ ది వర్డ్ ఇస్ ఎక్స్ట్రీమ్లీ ఎసెన్షియల్ ఇన్ వాట్ ఎవర్ యు డూ.
కనుక భగవత్ నామ సంకీర్తన చేసే సమయం లోపల
వైల్
ఈ భావాన్ని రాగాన్ని తాళాన్ని చక్కగా గుర్తించి నగర సంకీర్తన చేయాలి, భగవత్ సంకీర్తన గావించాలి.
వెన్ ఎవర్ యు సింగ్ ది గ్లోరీస్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్ ఎయిదర్ ఇన్ కమ్యూనిటీ సింగింగ్ ఆర్ ఇన్ నగర్ సంకీర్తన
తెలియనప్పుడు తెలిసిన వారిని అడిగి దానిని తెలుసుకోవడానికి ప్రయత్నించాలి.
ఇఫ్ యు డు నాట్ నో ది కరెక్ట్ మీనింగ్ యు విల్ ఆస్క్ పీపుల్ హూ నో ఇట్ అండ్ దెన్ ఓన్లీ సింగ్ ది సాంగ్.
That was a fantastic.
if I eat pakoda, what is your problem?
What is your problem, Rama? Actually, Swami, you know, he's very sharp in picking up things. The same thing, that was Tyagaraja time and that song. But even now, many of our devotees do the same thing. Mm-hmm. Just like pagoda incident or episode.
Maybe you can explain a little more. What is pagoda kunte, even if some listeners have missed what Bhagwan said?
Pogadedi means praising. You're praising.
Praising.
If I don't praise, if anything happens to you, it hurts you. Because that time, Tyagaraja was in little, feeling sad for some things, that his prayers are not answered. Mm-hmm. So he feels that only if I praise, things will happen. So he says, "Ninnu pogadakapothe, what happens?
Mm-hmm.
You, anything goes wrong or anything, you will lose."
Mm-hmm.
But that word, same word, when you are putting in Tamil, it becomes pogoda. Pogoda is that onion pogoda, onion, you know, pogoda, that
delicacies.
So if you end up saying,
if I eat, what is your problem, Rama? Like that it becomes. the same situation many times. You know, Swami pointed out this.
Mm.
In Swami's Mangala Arati is there.
Mm.
Arati, every bhajan.
Yes.
Even today, many of the devotees are doing the same mistake. As Swami says, you should have raga, bhava, tala, and you should know what you are trying to sing. And this arati, there is one line called, Mangala arati anduko. Anduko, please accept the offering.
Because it's in Telugu.
Telugu. So that is how we are supposed to sing. But some people, what they do in the process of singing, Mangala arati yenduku. Why you need Mangala arati? Okay, even without their knowledge, they are asking Swami, two times they repeat, Mangala arati yenduku,
Mangala
arati yenduku, and while doing arati. So whether God will be confused whether to accept the arati or not to accept the arati. So that same thing happens even now. I think the thing is, Mangala arati anduko. Anduko is,
anduko means
please
accept.
Anduko
means why?
So to avoid this mistake, we had in our school an elderly person, Muralidhar Rao. He used to take physics practicals for us. So he used to keep the boys standing in lines. And then, andaru repeat chendi, anduko. Anduko. So he used to tell the boys to repeat the word anduko so many times. In the lab they used to stand and then everybody used to say anduko, anduko.
Like so he used to train boys so that they will not sing wrong word.
Yes.
So important.
But the other part I will say,
yes,
he has been in that mood every time when he's sitting in the bhajan hall. After the bhajan is over, Sai, Sai, he'll come behind me. I said, yes sir. Still boys are telling, yenduku, yenduku. Because in his mind, that word. So when everybody is singing, he correlates that into that. And he feels that still boys are telling the same thing.
You appreciate his passion too.
Passion to that.
Correct. And correct.
So he is asking, yenduku boys are telling, yenduku.
But I think, but that really shows, you know, how when you use these words without proper understanding, you know, you just make God laugh at you.
Correct.
At your ignorance. It is no more innocence. It is ignorance. I think at some point, if you don't make that effort to understand what you're trying to do, God will not pass it off as Papa me doesn't know. He'll just, hello, you're a fool. And I think it's the same with Bhagavan's instructions, isn't it? Whenever he gave us any instruction,
yeah,
he expected us to apply our mind. When he's asking us to sing a bhajan, chant a mantra, he's expecting us to, you know, apply ourselves.
Come up to his level.
Yeah, I mean, yes. You do it with interest.
Yeah.
You understand what you're trying to do, and you know, if you really have that much of interest in what you're doing, you will make that effort and you will understand and do it in the right way.
Correct.
And the same with Bhagavan's instructions. When he gave us any task, when he told someone to do something, he expected them to be very careful and diligent in trying to understand what he's saying. And I think there are so many instances where, you know, people, if they have not been careful enough, you end up being a laughing stock.
Yeah, yeah. I think Sairam can vouch for this.
Yes, sir. There is one very nice incident. Once we were sitting in the veranda for darshan, and Swami came around, he finished the darshan, and then he called an elderly devotee. And then Swami took him inside the interior room, and then gave him some instructions. After that, this elderly person came to the hostel. He met the warden and then said, congratulations, Swami is very happy with the band boys,
mm-hmm,
and he has given this money. They can stitch dresses or maybe you can buy an instrument, so use it properly. So,
for some reason, Swami is very happy with the
band
boys.
Very happy with the band boys.
Mm-hmm.
So, warden called all the band boys and informed them that Swami is very gracious. He has given this amount. So, evening when you go for darshan, you should thank him.
Hmm.
So, the band boys all got together and then made a card. And then they all sat in a group. And then in the evening darshan, when Swami came, Swami looked at them sitting in a group and then asked, what? Then they said, Swami, thank you, Swami. Thank you, Swami. Thanks for what? Mm-hmm. Swami gave us money. Dresses mm-hmm. and then gave us money for buying things. Ah. Then Swami went inside and came straight to the
same person
and said, Yem chesavu? Blind boys ki ivante band boys ki ichava?
Oh my God.
పొద్దున బ్లైండ్ బాయ్స్ గ్రూప్ వచ్చింది, వాళ్ళకి ఇచ్చే డ్రెస్ తీసుకురానికి నేను చెప్తే నీవు బ్యాండ్ బాయ్స్ కి ఇచ్చేసినావు. సో ఇట్ వాస్
ఇన్ మార్నింగ్ దేర్ వాస్ అ బ్లైండ్ బాయ్స్
గ్రూప్. Yes, there was a group of blind
boys and Swami felt that Swami wants to give them something, so Swami gave money and told them to stitch dresses. So this gentleman in hurry, that's what, as you said, instructions, you should be at par with what Swami, you know, tells.
I think 100% your mind should be on what Swami
says. What context, yes. Otherwise, it is a problem. So, finally, blind boys became bad boys.
And he went to the hostel and he got it from Swami, his band.
Tisharaf band.
In fact, I think whenever Bhagwan gave any instruction, you know, at some point in time, you know, you feel, how can Swami say this? Sometimes his instructions also seem so trivial. Correct. Sometimes it seems that perhaps it is not so pertinent. Because I remember there was one very beautiful incident which Brother Satyajit once narrated. There was a carton box which had just come into Bhagwan's residence, some devotee had gifted. So before Bhagwan was going to the dining table, so Swami asked Brother Satyajit to open that carton box. So he opened one flap of that and he took out one bottle. As he was taking out, Swami asked what it is. So he said, Swami, they are pickle, Swami. They are pickle bottles somebody has sent. Mm-hmm. Swami told, see, be very careful. That whole thing can just splash on your shirt. Your shirt will become red. So be careful. And in his mind, Satyajit brother was thinking, do I need instructions from the avatar about how to open a pickle bottle? Swami, you can trust me for that. Come on. though obviously he cannot tell all that to Swami, but you know, in his mind he's thinking.
It runs everything in the mind, yes. Quickly.
He's thinking, Swami, at least that much you can trust me. I know how to open a pickle bottle. You don't have to tell me how to open a pickle bottle. So, anyway, so he opened. And obviously it was fine and, you know.
Successful.
Yeah, it was successful. Why will a pickle splash on your, you know. So, he showed it to Bhagwan. Swami said, Ramanchit, petko. So he kept it back in the thing and they went to the dining table. So they're returning. Again Swami eyes fell on that carton box and Swami told, again he asked Satyajit, what is that? He told, Swami, same Swami, I had shown you that pickle. No, Swami told, open. So you open one more. Another flap you open now. So Swami told, what is that? Swami, some ketchup, Swami. Okay, sorry. Open. So he opened, and as he opened, it was almost like a fizz. Like a fizz out of the Coca-Cola bottle. The whole thing just exploded and the whole shirt became red, the whole thing splashed. And when he looked at Bhagwan, you should see Bhagwan was holding his stomach and laughing. He was standing a few meters away. And it's only then it occurred, you know, when Swami had told, be careful. You know, it will splash, it will make your shirt red, and it had become red.
That's what, when, where, how, what, nobody knows. But his words remain truth.
Perfect. Absolutely. There is no doubt in this, because once we were sitting in the veranda for having darshan, and Swami came that side, and he looked at the boy sitting in front of me, and pointed up, and then said, be careful. So, all of us looked up, looked down.
This is in the veranda.
Concrete was there on top. And Swami walked just four steps. Chat clattered on that boy's shirt. This pigeon dropping fell.
Oh my God.
And you won't believe. Swami turned back చెప్పాను కదా కేర్ఫుల్ అని. ఎవ్రీథింగ్ గాడ్ హాస్ గాట్ ఇన్ హిస్ కంట్రోల్, నో బెటర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ కెన్ టెల్.
నో గ్రాస్ మూవ్స్ వితౌట్ హిస్ విల్, నో పిజన్ డ్రాప్స్ వితౌట్
హిస్ విల్.
అండ్ గ్యారంటీడ్ ఇట్ విల్ హ్యాపెన్.
అమేజింగ్.
దట్ మీన్స్ implicit obedience, you know, that's yeah. that's what
I think
important.
When you say something, you should stop thinking.
Yeah. Yes. You don't use your
logic
and right. your rationalism.
Yes. Just like we discussed earlier, the primary school boy, he will just say, that's it.
Yes.
He saw me say, all our wives, all our
wives. All our wives, that's all it is.
That's it.
No logic. Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
See, in that context only Swami had told about Arjuna, yes. that story.
Yes, yes.
Before Mahabharata war is about to start and he takes him for a stroll and points at a tree. And then what is sitting on that? And Arjuna says that is a parrot. Immediately Krishna says, no, I think it is a crow. Mm. And Arjuna immediately says, yes, Lord, it is crow. No, look at it carefully. It is some other bird. It's a eagle, something like that. And Arjuna says, yes, it is eagle. Then Krishna says, tomorrow is war. You are supposed to identify who is your enemy and then shoot. It's not, and you are not able to differentiate whatever I am saying. You are accepting, agreeing with it.
You don't know whether it's over.
How are you going to face the war?
See, that's what. How are you going to fight? I mean, Mahabharata war it is not. Then Arjuna gives a fantastic reply.
Yes.
And he says, Lord, I have more belief in what you say than what my eyes can see.
Correct. Wow.
Yes.
Belief in your words in than word, what yeah, my eyes
can see. Amazing. Yes, that's the reason why I accepted to be your charioteer. This is the test.
Wow.
So that you will obey tomorrow onwards.
Yes.
See, that's why Pandava says,
you shoot the arrow, you just exactly. you don't think.
Yeah. It's
amazing. Phenomenal. I think that's what, you know, every, even though, you know, these are very humorous instances, but as you are saying, you know, such powerful lessons at every instance. And when I think about it, the more we think about all these lighter moments with Bhagwan, there also come to mind so many such instances where a seemingly tense situation, Bhagwan just made it so light. I mean, you were actually very perturbed. What is going to happen now, you know? But Bhagwan, the greatest manager
Correct.
Of situations that he is, he showed us how you can deal with even the most seemingly, most...
serious situation.
Serious situation.
Like that.
He is not serious. He'll make everybody serious, but he is never serious.
In fact, I was reminded of this incident in primary school. I don't know if Saram sir, you know about the tap incident in primary school.
This I heard from the boys, maybe who they were there around. The solar water heater system was newly installed there, and then Swami was to come and inaugurate that water system. So all arrangements were made, and then it was quite hot that day. It was after the bhajan, morning bhajan, so around 11 o'clock or so Swami came, and then Swami went and just turned the tap open, and to the surprise of everyone, it just sprayed water around.
Oh.
See, around 11 o'clock, so hot it is, and hot water was coming from the tap.
Yes. On Swami, it fell on Swami.
It was an accident, right?
Yes, I mean, it happened, God knows how it happened.
Oh. Mm.
And then each one was so tensed up, what will happen. Really, always scared.
Very tensed, I think.
Because that too, hot water falling on Swami, he will be scared.
And the water was quite hot also. And then Swami just turned and said, see, I took the first bath. And then everyone started laughing.
I mean,
and then such a tensed situation became so simple.
Wow. I mean, and, only he can do it, you know.
Only he can. Correct, yeah. The presence of mind, you know. Amazing.
I mean, I think you can just imagine the situation, you know, how tensed everyone must have been.
Ah.
The whole waterfall.
Because Swami's involved and hot water inaugurated and water splashed on him. That's not normal water, hot water. So naturally everybody will be finished.
It's over.
It's over. Yes. But Swami says, nothing is over. I just started it.
Yes.
Wow. In fact, there's a similar instance, I remember, this happened inside the interview room. In those days, Swami used to call so many boys inside before the convocation drama to the drama rehearsals. You know, Swami would listen to their dialogues in the interview room. You know, we know how it happens before the convocation drama. The boys, especially before 2005, you know, they used to have so many chances with Bhagwan. So it was this occasion, and what they used to do is our hostel Venkatachalam sir, who is in charge of the kitchen, he used to have a steel box where he used to always prepare for Swami some groundnuts, some salted groundnuts, sometimes roasted groundnuts, etc. And he would give it to these boys. So whenever they went inside interview room, that was sort of, you know, his offering to Bhagwan. Yeah. And, you know, Swami accepts it, really delighted. So this was a daily practice. They would take this steel box. One of the boys would take it. So that afternoon, when Bhagwan was talking, and this steel box was inside a cover.
A plastic cover.
So as Bhagwan came and he sat and, you know, Swami switched on the fan. And as usual, we know how Bhagwan would sit and he himself would switch on the fan and Bhagwan sat. Then as Bhagwan was talking and this boy had kept that box inside that polythene cover. And suddenly as the fan started, something happened and, you know, this cover went out of
control.
out of control. This polythene. And it started moving in the air.
Inside the interview room.
Inside the interview room. Okay. And even all the boys were tensed. I mean, this boy is a mistake. Should have, you know, kept it carefully. In front of Bhagwan, this whole thing is just happening. It's such a funny thing. And Bhagwan looked at it. And you know what Bhagwan said? Swami said, see, helicopter.
He made the situation lighter.
So light. Swami said, see, helicopter. And the whole thing was rotating there. With the fan, it was rotating that thin polythene cover. And in the next moment, you know, you're scared where it will land. You know, it's going to land on Swami.
Yes.
That is the most biggest concern.
True. You
know, if it falls on the corner, it's fine.
Correct.
But that polythene cover, it actually came and it landed on Swami.
Okay.
It Swami's came on lap. Swami's lap. Okay, and you know, now you're tensed. What is going to happen? You know, I mean, no, probably you could get it if it had fallen somewhere else, it would have been fine.
Correct.
But look at Swami's response. Swami's telling, see, safe landing. I mean, now if you think of it, it is very nice.
Nice. When you're going through.
but I think, even as I tell this, I mean, what a profound lesson, you know, if you have fallen on Bhagwan's lap,
yes.
It is safe. It is safe landing.
Anything with Swami is safe.
Yes.
He's a master manager when it comes to situation like this. Mm-hmm. I remember in Trayi Brindavan once, Swami had just come to Trayi Brindavan after a gap of something like 3 years. Mm-hmm. 2 or 3 years, I don't recall clearly. And ours was the kind of first batch which had just come to Brindavan that year. And Swami was upset apparently with the previous batch for some indiscipline, whatever it is. So he avoided coming to Brindavan for some time. Mm-hmm. This is how Swami used to, you know, teach lessons. When he has to teach tough lessons, this is how he will do.
Yeah.
And Swami that day called us inside Trayi Brindavan. And we all just rushed and, you know, ran into the, you know, there was absolutely no control. Because, you know, who will go and sit close to Swami? That's the only thought. And in that process, we smashed a few flower pots around and something like 8 to 9 flower pots broke that day.
Oh my God.
And we ran and then sat around Swami's chair and there was water glass kept next to Swami's chair. It flew and then fell down, water all over. And
our boys are bothered about their place.
No, nothing else. Nothing else. Just go and sit close to Swami's chair.
Nothing should come in the way.
And you would have seen that situation that day. It was like mayhem all around. And Brindavan teachers, they were all so tensed. Apparently, the previous year, few months back or year or so, boys had broken 3 parts. And Swami did not come to Brindavan for something like 2 years. Now calculate, 9 parts are broken. He said, brothers, you should not behave like this. Discipline is very important in the Swami's presence. See what you have done. And they were literally, you could see that pain in their face. Because of few boys' mistake, you know, the whole campus get, you know, sometimes to get to bear the brunt. So everybody is very, very utter silence and they are all breathing hard. And Swami enters, slowly enters, looks around. is water and the carpet is like totally messed up,
crumpled,
and crumpled, all that. Absolutely no space for Swami to walk even to go to the chair. Swami just looked at everybody and then he just broke into a song. Da 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 da.
Swami
broke into song.
Oh my God.
This is what he sang. I was in my BSc that time.
Oh my God.
That's all. Everybody started laughing. Everybody started laughing.
Because I think in that situation when Swami entered, Swami would have seen everybody's face.
Exactly. Yeah. We're all very serious. We're all scared, you know, what would happen.
It's like everybody was carrying Himalaya on their shoulders. On their shoulders.
Ah,
it just made it like...
Amazing. Wow. I mean, master manager, as
really,
you said.
Really. But at the same time, Swami's hard task master.
Yes.
Sometimes very silly mistake, no?
Correct.
Finished.
Yes.
Heavy punishment.
Yes.
Hard task master.
Yes.
But sometimes like this.
Correct.
You break the glass or to break the chair, sometimes da-da-da-da-da-da, you'll make it very light. That is why we do not know how things... That is why I think Swami also, no? Depending upon the situation... That environment, who is there, what is there,
what's
the condition, what is the motive behind? So
what I feel is the motive,
yes.
The intention and the feelings. I think at that point in time, all the boys so much they're pining
that love
for song.
And, you know, that they're just rushing
see,
to song.
Like, it reminds me of an instance like this, where when the flower pots were broken,
correct.
And, you know, boys rushed to Swami, and there was a senior elder who got up and...
exactly, same time, it happened.
At the same time?
Yes.
Where he got up and said, Swami, this is indiscipline.
He got up and said, what is it, Sanatana Sarathi...
Editor.
Narasimhan sir.
Weekend.
He said, Swami, this is indiscipline. Then immediately Swami said, see, this is not indiscipline because they are not selfish. Don't say this is selfishness or indiscipline. They are totally selfless. Their focus is only on Swami and Swami's chair. How we can go and sit close to Swami? They are not even worried about their life. They are not worried whether they fall and get injured.
Yes.
Flower pots are broken. They are not even aware of it. And said, Chudu Narasimham, very clearly Swami said, Devuni daggariki vellatappudu ontarigane veltamu. When we are going to Bhagavan, finally you will go alone.
Wow.
You don't think about this side, that side. That was a great lesson.
Amazing.
I mean,
And where else, you know, where else you will find college boys,
university boys, rushing like this.
Mad
yes,
for God.
Really.
School boys, you can understand.
Yes. Now, at the same time, once Bhagavan was entering into the hall, and one gentleman just crossed over elderly VIP. And Swami took very serious exception to that.
Mm-hmm.
Said, how can you cross over a person like this? In our place, this kind of things should not happen.
Yes.
And he was so upset, he said, don't come to the Thrayi session for next. Then again, immediately, you know, we have that usual trick. You go back and start bhajans and full night we do bhajans, all that. Then Swami would melt and again say, okay,
this
they can
this
come.
This is what I said. See, sometimes very small thing.
Exactly.
See, both, he wants to educate only.
Yes.
Swami's philosophy, highest philosophy in the simplest manner.
Sir, and another thing, many times Swami doesn't even mind certain things happening to himself.
Exactly.
But he is very particular that we should not do such a thing to an elderly person or
correct.
Somebody else.
Correct.
Because I also remember in Vrindavan, this running is very common.
Yes.
So one day Swami just opened the door and said, come in. And then it was like a tsunami getting inside Thrayi.
Avalanche.
And what happened was, in that speed... Before Swami could move away, the boys reached the door and then pushed Swami.
Oh my God.
And then Swami was about to fall actually.
Correct.
And he caught hold of that handle
door,
on the door.
Swami
and then
it
even hit the door slightly behind.
Oh my God.
And then there were two, three elderly persons who were with Swami also. They were all very furious. But... none of the boys stopped to see what happened. Everybody went and sat in the first place, near the jeweler, you have to sit. So, a police officer who noticed this, he was very wild actually. And then that day Swami called him to speak. And he took it as the opportunity and then scolded all the boys, saying, absolutely there is no discipline. How can you push Swami like that? You are not even bothered whom you are pushing. So, this is very bad and all that. So the situation became very tense there. What is going to happen? And then Swami got up to speak. And then Swami said, see, all this they do out of love for me only. All that they want is to sit near me. Okay? They don't see here and there what is happening. So this is love. It is not indiscipline, Swami said.
Wow.
So it was eye-opener maybe for that person also.
Swami Sai, how Swami sees is different.
Exactly.
That's the perceptions are different, you know.
Yes. I think, yeah. And I think always love rules.
Yeah.
Yes.
Finally, that's the punchline. That's yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Finally, love rules. And only he knows how much love each person has and how sincere is that love.
True love.
True love.
Yes. True love.
Yes.
One more incident you should be remembering. You know, Swami wants to exhibit to elders. Exhibit elders about our boys.
Many times.
And how our like, boys just like pushing Swami.
Yes.
They also pull Swami's
image. Really,
they pull Swami's image.
No, many times we put Swami in a very embarrassing situation.
Tight situation.
And then he has to adjust for it. Like sometimes mothers at home, if you see, my child sings very beautifully a nice song and then come and sing, we never open our mouth. And then it becomes so embarrassing or it becomes such a horrible situation. So it was during some function and then many VIPs had come. And Swami was always wanting to show how disciplined boys are and other things. So it so happened that he came out of the interview and then he turned towards the primary school boys and raised his finger showing four. Number four.
Mm-hmm.
And then only four boys came.
Mm-hmm.
4 fingers he raised and then only 4 boys came. And then Swami said, Lopala prasadam undi tiskondi.
There is prasadam inside.
Inside the interview room. Yeah. So all those four boys, one behind the other, they went inside.
To bring the packets and keep it outside.
Yes. And then Swami looked at the VIP and said, my boys are very disciplined. When I show four, only 4 boys come.
Primary school boys.
Yes, primary school boys. Yes. So that man said, Swami, very nice Swami, all that he said. And then Swami turned towards the institute boys side and then again raised the fingers showing 4 and 10 boys came running.
Oh my God.
You can imagine the situation there.
Oh my God.
And really I felt so bad looking at Swami's embarrassing situation. Just before he had said my boys are very disciplined and then only 4 and our boys put Swami in trouble, big boys. So, and then Swami slowly turned to that elderly person and said, Perugutu pote, discipline koncham tagipotundi.
As you grow,
discipline comes down.
Yeah. As you grow, as you grow big and big, discipline comes
diminishes.
Down.
So, but really I felt bad seeing Swami in such an embarrassing situation, Sairam, really.
Sairam, if you seriously analyze this situation also, why is that Swami still compensated and, you know, explained the situation in a very positive notion to the VIP.
Correct.
Again, the same love.
Yes.
Because ultimately, boys are his property.
Yes.
His own children, no? So, Swami never puts them down.
Yes.
Even though we do that, but still Swami is, that is why it's
he
true
waits,
love and pure
waits
love.
Waits for us to understand. See, that's beauty with Swami. He will not hurry you up. Each one has to learn in his own pace and he will give you that room also. To grow. That's one beautiful aspect of Swami.
He'll be there all the time.
Exactly. All the time.
He'll be there. But he wants you to grow and he'll be there. He'll wait. I mean, if you're faltering, it's fine.
Yes.
But he'll be there.
Exactly.
He's all. He wants that you learn the lessons. And
once Rajmata of Navanagar, she's a great devotee of Bhagavan, she came and Swami said, see, all my boys know Vedam. And then he turned to one of our brothers and then said, hey, chant chaira. He said, chant. This brother, he was not so confident in Vedam. So he started. Ganana antwa ganapati bam, is it?
Oh my God.
It is ganana antwa ganapati gum. The moment he said ganana antwa ganapati bam, Swami turned around, chan chayandi, he said. And we all joined vociferously and with full gusto we chanted Vedam. And of course, the devotee could not understand what's going on actually, but he was very blissful. Everybody's chanting Vedam.
He wanted to drown that fellow.
Then Swami just turned.
Drown his voice.
Koncham Vedam nechko kurda. Can't you learn little Vedam?
To that boy.
That afternoon onwards, he was sitting and then practicing Vedam. See, finally, then after 2-3 days, he was chanting Vedam, that particular hymn, that particular piece. Yes. So Swami, see, this is how Swami teaches.
Absolutely.
Why should he pick him up otherwise? Right? He could have picked up any champion in Vedam.
But he's not upset.
Yes.
He's not upset, you see. Still he wants him to learn the correct version.
Yes.
Wow. No, whether we are like students in God's school, like where he has come to teach.
Correct.
So like how the teachers accept many times the mistakes done by the boys and then correct it every time. Swami also is teaching like that. Yeah. He is divine, the world teacher.
Divine teacher.
So and I think perhaps he has more patience than any other teacher.
Yes.
That's
and a more innovative ways of teaching.
Yes.
Again and again. Without losing patience. Same love. He goes on correcting.
I had one very nice.
So dear listeners, that was the first part of this satsang on Sai Humor. And you heard along with me, there was Brother Raghunath Sharma, Mr. Sai Surendranath and Mr. Sai Ram from the Sri Satya Sai Higher Secondary School. All three of them, very very senior former students of Bhagwan's University. And I hope you enjoyed this session. And let me tell you, there is still another 1 hour and more of humor left from that discussion. I played for you only the first half. And probably we will continue this, maybe next week, maybe in the near future. But all I can tell you is, as I mentioned before, when we started, we thought we will do 1 hour of recording. And we just realized that, you know, there is so much coming. Everybody was started sharing so many things extempore. And by the time we ended, it was nearly 2 hours, 20 minutes. And we were not done yet. That is how blissful it is to be with Swami. That is how living with Swami is so fun. Life is a game played and you literally play it to the hilt with fun and joy when you are with Bhagwan. That is how fascinating the Lord is. And I am so happy that on this very special Thursday, when we think of the Lord with utmost gratitude for having given us this hallowed place, this hallowed Radio Sai studio, to work and share his message, share his humor, share his love, we are able to offer this program to you. Dear listeners, please feel free to share with us your feedback. As always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. And I hope soon we will continue this discussion and you will get to hear the other part of this beautiful satsang of laughing with the Lord. And I hope you also enjoyed all the day through. We had very special programs throughout the day. And all my colleagues, the members of the Radio Sai team, did spend a lot of time thinking how they can make this program, this Thursday, special. With lot of gratitude, we offer this entire day's proceedings and every moment of our lives at the lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan. And to you, dear listeners, thank you so much for all the lovely feedback that you have sent, which we have been playing all throughout the day. And so many of you have written to us, which we cherish. Every word that you write inspires us. It is an encouragement from Bhagwan himself when we read your feedback. It is a pat on our back, as if Bhagwan is telling us, I am so happy. Continue what you are doing. I am with you. So, to all of you who have written back and who have sent us your feedback, either through text or audio or video, a heartfelt thank you to each one of you. So finally, It is time to draw the curtains on this very, very special Thursday. Thank you so much for being with us. And even as I sign off, I'm Team Radio Sai's Bishu. You will continue to listen to a drama entitled Lava Kusha Ramakatha, which was presented by the students of Bhagwan's University on 25th May 2010. So you're going to listen to the Ramakatha now. Thank you so much. So, a sweet goodbye and loving Sairam from Prashant Nilay.